Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on Freedom's Call. This is Pat Githens. Well, I hope you're looking forward to having a great week of Thanksgiving and have the opportunity to be with family and friends, and then take the opportunity to just spend a lot of time rejoicing in the Lord and thanking God for all the blessings that He bestows upon us. And you know, some are going to say this morning that this hasn't been a good year for us. Some of you farmers out there are bemoaning the fact that you didn't make a crop, or you made a very poor crop, and that these are difficult times in your life. Others of you may have lost a job, don't have a job at all, and bills are stacking up and you're in financial trouble. And you say there's just not a lot to rejoice about this Thanksgiving. On the contrary, you have all the reason in the world to rejoice in the Lord. And we're going to be talking about rejoicing in the Lord, and we're going to be reading some scriptures this morning from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, and verses 4 through 6. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Now, some of your translations may read there, "The Lord is near. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God." You know, a knowledge of God is the key to rejoicing. Now, that makes sense, because you can't rejoice in the Lord if you don't know the Lord as your Savior. And those who know the Lord find it easy to rejoice despite the circumstances that may be surrounding your life at the present time. Those who do not know Him find it difficult, if not impossible, to rejoice under such circumstances. So, despite the situation you find yourself in this morning, despite those circumstances, a knowledge of the Lord assures the believer that the Lord takes care of his own. Now, to give proof of that statement, let's go back to the book of Matthew, and we'll go to chapter 6 and pick up reading in verse 25. Now, I want you to mark this. If you don't have a Bible, I want you to write this scripture down. If you're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, genuinely saved, I want you to remember these scriptures that I'm going to give you this morning. In Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25 through 33, listen to the words that Jesus spoke to those whom He was preaching and teaching to that day. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, for this..." Pardon me, I went too far here. Turn the page. "Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap. They gather not into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith! Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So what's that saying? Well, it's saying God's going to take care of his own. Don't be worrying about tomorrow. Don't be worrying about all the problems that you seem to be having at this present time. Worrying doesn't solve a problem. Worrying just adds to your misery, to be honest about it. And so we'll talk more about that in a moment, but he said he takes care of the fowls of the air, the birds. He takes care of the sparrows. He feeds them. And are you not worth more to God than a sparrow? And if he will take care of the sparrow, will he not take care of you? He knows what your needs are. He knows you need clothing. He knows that you need food. He knows all of these things for the necessities of life, and he's promised to supply those things for us. And here you are wringing your hands. We didn't make a crop this year, and if we did, we made a very poor crop, and we spent more on the crop than we're going to make, and oh, times are bad, and I've lost my job. I don't have a job. Money's not coming in. Bills are piling up. Woe is me. I know those are difficult times. I know that those create financial problems. Financial problems many times create marriage problems. Marriage problems, of course, you know how that goes. But turn to the Lord. Trust God. Keep your focus on Jesus. He has promised to be near us always. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Told Joshua in the Old Testament, I will not fail you nor forsake you. So stay with God. Meditate in his word day and night. And he said, if you do that, you shall prosper and have good success. You said, well, I love the Lord and I trust God. I have faith in God, but I still have all these problems. Well, just keep trusting. Just keep the faith. He's not going to leave you in that valley forever. He's going to take you to the other side. And you said, well, I didn't have all these problems before I got saved. Of course not. But the Christian life is full of problems. And Satan's going to see to it that you have a few obstacles to contend with. But I want to tell you this. While Jesus didn't promise us that we wouldn't have any problems in the Christian life, in fact, he promised just the opposite, he did promise that he is our problem solver. So take it to the Lord. Keep your focus on Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. You have all the reasons in the world to rejoice today and every day. The Lord is near. And despite the circumstances that surrounds us, we can rejoice in the Lord knowing he is near. Paul ran into all kinds of problems. He didn't even fear death. He said to die is gain. And if he lived, Christ was with him. If he died, he was with Christ. So all those things didn't bother Paul. Even when he was being stoned and left for dead, even when he was thrown into an old stinking jail cell with Silas, and then the wee hours of the night, they began to have a praise session, a worship session, and began to praise God and all of this, praising God and thanking him for allowing them to suffer for the cause of Christ. He rejoiced in the Lord always. And then another thing here we see in verse 5 of our scripture this morning, and I've already turned away from the book of Philippians. Let me go back there for just a moment, and we're going to look in verse 5, and there's of chapter 4. It says, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious about anything. Don't be worrying about anything, as I spoke about a moment ago. Worrying doesn't solve anything. And Habakkuk is an example, that Old Testament prophet over there, one of the minor prophets in the Old Testament, and a lot of people ignore those little prophecy books, but they're just rich with the Word of God, and you ought to read them over and over again. Habakkuk has a message for Judah, the southern kingdom. They're about to be taken into captivity. They're going to be losing their land. They're going to be losing their homes. They're going to be losing their freedoms. And this message that God gave him to give to the people frightened him. But then I want you to see how he handled this. And we go to the end of the book in chapter 3. He says in verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. You talk about difficult circumstances, friends. They were in the midst of difficult circumstances. And Habakkuk says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer feet, and he will make me to walk up on mine high places." And so Habakkuk knew that nothing is beyond the sovereign control of God. Everything that happens on this earth, God permits it to happen. You take all of this problems with terrorism, God's permitting that in his permissive will to take place, but in the long run, it's not going to prevail. Terrorists are going to be totally defeated. All of these Antichrist religions are going to be totally put asunder. And so God allows certain things to happen with his permissive will, but he is in control of what's going on this planet Earth. He can end the evilness at any time. He can end all of this nonsense at any time, but he has a designated time when he's going to do it, and it will be done in God's time. And Habakkuk knew that nothing is too great for God to solve or to handle. So worrying about it results in instability in the believer's life. You've heard this old expression, going to worry yourself sick? That's true. You can worry yourself sick. Worry causes physical problems. And so if you're going to trust God, just take your problems to the Lord, leave them with God, and live a worry-free life. You say, "I can't do that." You better learn to do that if you want to stay healthy. Worrying is a lack of faith in the sovereign power of Almighty God. You remember that. It's an act of unbelief that God is near and is going to take care of his own. And finally, the last thing before we go, rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoicing, or rejoice knowing that God is near. Rejoice knowing he supplies the needs of his people. Rejoice in the hard time. Rejoice in the good times. And in everything, give thanks, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Good things or bad things, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to the will of God. Well, that's all the time that I'm going to have this morning. I do thank you for joining us. And remember, you may have some problems, but you have all the reasons in the world to rejoice in the Lord. Knowing that he's going to take care of you, he's going to supply your needs, he's going to solve your problems, and he's going to continue to open the windows of heaven and pour out heaven's blessings upon you. Maybe a little lean at times in your life, but you're always rich in the blessings of the Lord. Have a great day. Have a great Thanksgiving week. And Lord willing, we'll get together again next week at this same time. Until then, this is Pat Githens saying to you and yours, so long. I am free.